On this episode of the Everett Lee Show, we discuss Furious 7, the seventh film in the Fast and Furious franchise, and it happens right now.
The Everett Lee Show Podcast, a shot of entertainment.
Furious 7 was released in 2015, and it was directed by James Wan, written by Chris Morgan and Gary Scott Thomas. Plans for the seventh installment were first announced in February 2012 when Johnson stated that production on the film would begin after the completion of Fast and Furious 6. In April 2013, Wan, known for horror films, was announced to direct the film. Casting shown to return of Diesel and Walker at the same month. Principal photography began September in Atlanta, but was indefinitely suspended in November after Paul Walker died in a car crash. Filming resumed in April of 2014 and it ended in July with Walker's brothers, Caleb and Cody, standing in to complete his remaining scenes, causing delay to its 2015 release date. With other filming locations including Los Angeles, Colorado, Dubai, and Tokyo, Brian Taylor, who had composed the score for Fast 5 from 2011, returned to compose the seventh film. With an estimate budget of around $250 million, it is one of the most expensive films ever made. Probably the CGI for Walker standing in, I'm assuming, and just visually, I just want to add this in there. Some of the stuff they do in this film, wow. I couldn't believe how over the top they were going to do in this film. But Furious 7 premiered at the TLC Chinese Theater in Los Angeles on April 1st, 2015, and was theatrically released in the United States by Universal Pictures on April 3rd. Upon release, the film became a commercial success, receiving positive reviews from critics for its emotional tribute to Walker, with many considered to be the best film in the franchise. The film grossed over $1.5 billion worldwide, making it the third highest grossing film of 2015. And the fourth highest grossing film of all time at the time of its release. It also set a record for the second highest opening weekend of its time, grossing in $397.6 million worldwide, and it was the highest grossing film of 2015 out of the domestic box office. Additionally, Furious 7 became and continues to be the highest grossing film of the franchise in the first 12 days of its theatrical release. The sequel, Fate of the Furious, was released in April of 2017. Paul Walker got to do most of this film. He got to film some of it before his death in 2013. I remember right after the sixth film was completed and hearing and reading about production was starting on the seventh film, and that all halted when Walker passed away and had his car crash. And they used most of what they could with Walker, the stuff that he shot already, but they really had to fill in, do CGI with his face on his brothers who stood in to finish the film. And apparently the whole film, the script had to be rewrote because of Walker, because I guess he had a much bigger role. And if you really watch this one compared to the last six films, the ones that Paul Walker was in, if you go back and watch Fast and Furious 4, 5, and 6, and then you watch this one, you can tell Paul Walker basically didn't have a bigger role. Everything focused and shifted more towards Dominic Toretto, that Vin Diesel's character. Paul Walker had some stuff, but he was more like basically like a sidekick. I mean, there was some big major stuff that happened in the film that focused on him. But all in all, the film itself, they had to rewrite and reshoot a lot of stuff there. One thing I gotta say is I was glad to see Hector come back. The last time Hector was in the film was back in Fast and Furious, the first one. And getting to see Race Wars again and how it's evolved and everything, I thought that was pretty neat in this film. And of course, the over the top stuff that happens, launching a car in Dubai from one building to another. And then you had a cameo appearance from Ronda Rousey as one of the bodyguards during that part there when they're trying to get up in the building to get this car, to get something out of it. But pretty much they had to do a lot of rewrite and do a lot of stuff on this movie here. And the whole premise of this movie was, I mean, they introduced Jason Statham as Deckard Shaw, the older brother or younger brother of Owen Shaw, who was the villain in Fast and Furious 6. He wanted revenge, and he's the one who killed Han in Tokyo. It wasn't an accident. Deckard Shaw killed Han to get revenge against Vin Diesel for putting his brother in the hospital. Owen Shaw lived, but he was in the hospital after the events at the end of Fast and Furious 6. So it's pretty much him stalking Vin Diesel, wanting to take out his family because of what he did to his family, which was put Owen Shaw in the hospital. On top of that, Mr. Nobody, played by Kurt Russell, which I thought was great. Kurt Russell, I like his acting in his movies. I grew up watching a lot of his movies. For example, Escape from New York, Escape from LA, Captain Ron, the original Captain Ron, not the remake crap. But I just enjoy him. And adding him, like Jason Statham, to this film was just great, I thought. And then them trying to rescue a hacker named Ramsey, which they find out is a female hacker. And of course, Rome and Tej fighting over her affection in the film, I thought was great. And then, of course, Dominic trying to get Letty, trying to bring, you know, get her memory to come back and stuff, because she still didn't know who the hell she was after the events of Fast and Furious 6 and what happened to her in the fourth one. We found out in the sixth film, the previous film, what really happened to Letty, and with her suffering from amnesia. But body doubles, stunt doubles, and archive footage was used to complete the film following Paul Walker's death. Walker's brothers, again, Caleb Walker and Cody Walker, were among the doubles and also provided voiceover for the character Brian O'Connor. Production of the film, of course, was halted on December 1st, 2013, following the tragic death of Paul Walker. He was killed in a car crash on November 30th, 2013. Shooting had been underway in Atlanta, and the film was scheduled to be released on July 11th, 2014. Director James Wan, Universal Exclusives, held a conference call to determine how to proceed with the production in a manner respectfully to Walker's memory. Walker was nearly halfway through filming at the time of his death. Although there was some consideration about scrapping the film altogether, the film eventually resumed production following rewrites to address Walker's absence and give his character a proper send-off. Some of Paul Walker's dialogue and footage was taken from previous Fast and Furious films. For example, Brian's conversation with Mia in the Dominican Republic garage is actually a deleted scene from Fast 5. Similarity, the playing conversation between Dom and Brian has every shot of Walker's roboscope from the conversation with Dom about their fathers from the same film. Jordana Brewster had to shoot her scenes at the very end of the filming because her lead role on the since canceled Dallas television series She had stated that it was immensely difficult given most of her scenes were with her on-screen husband, Brian, and by the time her scenes were filmed, Paul Walker was already dead, requiring her to perform scenes with either one of Paul's two brothers acting as his body double or with him inserted via computer graphics or footage from an earlier film. Difficult, man. That was difficult, I'd have to say, for her, because she was so used and so comfortable acting with him. And you have to act with this character, and mentally you're playing this character, but the person you're doing the scene with, you know that's Brian, but in the back of your head, it's not Brian. It's not played by Paul. So I know mentally that kind of was rough there for her. I would assume there, but I mean, it was emotional, man. It was emotional for everybody to come back and resume, you know, this film here, because yeah, they were talking about the scrapping it, but they made it work, you know. Over 230 cars were destroyed during the filming of this movie alone, which I can believe. the guardrail that the heroes stand over near overlooking Los Angeles in the same road parking lot that Brian eventually tested his Eclipse from the first movie. Here's an interesting fact. Denzel Washington turned down a role in this film. Universal Studios were in search for a big star to play a minor role in this film and then play a large role in the next film. Taylor Lannan and Halle Berry were considered for the same role before Kurt Russell was cast. Indian actress, I can't say that name, had to pass on the role due to scheduling conflicts. Fury 7 is the first film in the series to reach $1 billion at the box office. This film is the second highest grossing motion picture released by Universal in the history of the studio. Now, the song at the end, See You Again by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, is dedicated to Paul Walker. It received 1 billion views on YouTube in 2015 and in July 2017 went on to become the most viewed video on YouTube at almost 2.9 billion views, but has since been surpassed. As of June 2011, the video has more than 5.1 billion views. Jason Statham was originally offered the lead antagonist role of Owen Shawn in Fast and Furious 6, which was played by Luke Evans, but due to commitments of his movies Parker and Wildcard, he cannot take part. Statham and Vin Diesel wanted to work together for a while. So Diesel and his producing captivity introduced him a cameo at the end of Fast and Furious 6 and had him penciled in as Deckard Shaw, Owen Shaw's brother, for this film. The majority of Dwayne Johnson's stunts, The Rock, were actually performed by Tania Reid, his body double and cousin. And just a side note too, the character that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, plays, Hobbs, Luke Hobbs. He's in the beginning of this movie and at the end, because at the time he was filming Hercules, so he couldn't commit to this film. That's why he's not in this film as much. And he came in the film the beginning and then towards the end, because he was had scheduling conflicts. He was already committed to Hercules, but I just want to throw that in there. This is the longest of the Fast and Furious movies upon its release at 2 hours 17 minutes, until Fast 9, the Fast Saga, 6 years later, which runs at 2 hours and 25 minutes. In an interview with Vin Diesel, Diesel stated Furious 7 was for Paul. Fate of Furious in 2017 is for Paul. Okay. This is the third time Paul Walker drove the same blue Nissan GTR since Fast Five. And if you look, this is the first sequel of the series to take place after the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Because if you look at the timeline of the films, you had the Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious. Here's the chronological order of all seven films at this point here. If you watch it in timeline, The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, Tokyo Drift, and Furious 7. This is pretty much the first film after all six of those. The three films in between Too Fast, Too Furious, and Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. This one takes place after. This film was announced before Fast and Furious 6 was even released. During the parking garage fight scene between Vin Diesel and Jason Statham, there are some Easter eggs for referencing the Transporter movies, which also stars Statham. Cars on top of the roof include a BMW from the Transporter and the Audi from Transporter 2. Nice little Easter egg. Before this movie was released, Vin Diesel announced there will be three more movies after this one. Justin Lin did not return to direct this movie, as the studio wanted to produce Furious 7 on an accelerated schedule for the release of summer 2014. Lin would have had to begin pre-production of this film while performing post-production on Fast and Furious 6, which he considered would affect the quality of the final product. The entire Fast and Furious series. In the entire Fast and Furious series, Roman never called Dom by his name. The only time he does call him by his name is the next film, Fate of the Furious. Dwayne Johnson used his finishing move, Rock Bottom, on Jason Statham in the fight as he hacks into his computer at the DSS building. Yeah, that fight scene with that was great. That was the start of a great Odd Couple, partnership, which you'll see in, and I'll discuss in the next one, Fate of the Furious. Let's see. Brian's son is seen playing with a toy car. It is based off the Nissan GTR, the same car Brian is known for driving throughout the series. If Universal had pursued the acceleration development of the seventh film, shooting it back to back with Furious Fast Furious 6, Dwayne Johnson would have been unable to participate due to scheduling conflicts while filming Hercules in 2014. However, the start of the date was delayed long enough that Hercules had finished production by the time Furious 7 began. This film surpassed Avatar as the fastest grossing movie to gross over $1 billion, but it's all I can say is that this right here, this film, it's just a lot of people went to the theaters to see it, to see how they finished this movie. I keep hitting my hat on my microphone, might as well just take it off. They pretty much, a lot of people went to go see this because it was Paul Walker's last film, which in a way it was his last Fast and Furious movie, but there was also, he had like two other movies that was already like in the bag that came out after his death. For example, here, this just caught my eye. I just want to throw this in here. After Paul Walker's death, production of the film resumed in late March, early April of 2014. Vin Diesel announced on social media that filming had wrapped on July 10, 2014, one day before the film's original release date of July 11, 2014. So, but the one thing about this film, people just wanted to come go out and see it and just watch, and they left the movie theater pretty much in tears or happy that they gave the character Brian O'Connor the perfect send off. But There was some good action in this movie. I liked it. I liked the story. I'm always for a sucker for the story for this. I look at that and over-top action, like I've mentioned on the previous podcast about this. But it's just one of those things, man. You know, you want to see it. There's people who don't like the franchise, and they want to see it just to see how bad they do stuff and just to bitch about it on social media. But I don't live my life like that. I live it a quarter mile at a time. Just had to throw that in there. Knock, knock. But enough with me joking and discussing this film here. I like the film, but knowing the fact that you don't get enough Paul Walker in this movie. I think that's one of my problems with this film, but they rewrote and rearranged everything the best they could with what they had, and they had to use fill-ins. But one good thing about this is that Letty, at the end of this, when Diesel was, we thought, died, was like when Dominic Toretto, we thought he died at the end with the big explosion and everything. Her memory came back and she remembered everything, which was great. And of course, I forget to mention this, we get to see Elena, who was a character that played in, was first introduced in Fast Five, down there in South America. I guess in the sixth film, she was kind of like the love interest until, you know, Dom found out Letty was alive and she got kicked to the side. And then now she's working with Hobbs in the DSS. You know, her career advanced there. But besides that, I just want to throw that in there. And I have nothing else more to say about this film. So, oh yeah, let me throw this in here. You get more of a scene after when, after Han died and Dom goes to Tokyo to bring Han home. He meets up with Sean Boswell, who's the lead character in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. You saw the ending of that film there where they have the race at the end, and you get to see in this one what happens with Sean and Dom talking more about Han and everything. So it was cool to see that little cameo there. But besides that, that is it for this episode of the Everett Lee Show. Tune in next time when I discuss the 8th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise when that comes out. Something may happen in between, I don't know, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in, downloading the audio portion of this episode, and viewing the video portion of this episode. Everly signing off. Everyone have a good week, good night, good day, and we'll see you next time for another new episode of The Everly Show. Peace.
Follow The Everett Lee Show on the following social media platforms: Facebook, The Everett Lee Show; Twitter, at The Everett _Lee; Instagram, Everett Lee. Subscribe, follow The Everett Lee Show on the following platforms: anchor.fm/Everett Lee Show, YouTube, Everett Lee, and Johnners Podcast Network, WrestlingWithJohnners.com.